First, let's talk about a guy who has an interesting hobby. He is trying to collect every VHS copy of the movie Speed. You remember this 1994 classic with Dennis Hopper essentially explaining the plot in a phone call to Keanu Reeves?
Pop quiz, hotshot. There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
Ryan Bites is the guy who's trying to collect all those copies of Speed. And my first question, Ryan, is why?
Oh, man, that's the first question everyone asks me. And at this point, I've come up with a pretty succinct and even catchy response. And I would say that the World Speed Project is an exercise in radical pointlessness.
How many are you up to?
Pretty close to 550. I haven't counted them in a while, but I just got 13 the other day.
Were they in a video store, or did somebody put them on Craigslist?
I got a couple at Goodwill, and then a friend of mine who lives up there then, hoarding them for me. So he gave me 11, and I bought two.
Have you heard of other video collectors who are obsessed with one particular movie or maybe TV show like you are?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it seems like it's a pretty popular thing. I just got a message from a guy today who said he was, like, collecting RoboCop. There's these guys that collect Jerry Maguire movies. Like, there's a whole bunch of them.
What is it that draws you to Speed? Is it the charm of Sandra Bullock, the evil part of Dennis Hopper, the blandness of Keanu Reeves?
Man, I think the evil part of Dennis Hopper, the evil part of Dennis Hopper sounds like a pretty good reason. It might also be because Keanu is so good looking.
You know, I really would have given you extra points if you'd said the great supporting work of Jeff Daniels and Joe Morton.
I'm a big fan of Joe Morton, actually. I think he's great, and I always mention Joe Morton when I talk about the movie.
He's the brother from another planet.
Yeah, that movie's great.
Yeah, it's a terrific little movie. All right, so let's get back to Speed here for just a second. First of all, with over 550 or so copies of the movie, do you even have a VHS player?
I have, like, 4 or 5 VCRs. You've always got to have a backup, you know.
And are there different versions of the movie?
Yeah, there's like the standard VHS that I presume was released in like late 1994, and then there's like a one called like a selection series. It's purple. It says selections across the top. One that's green across the top and says premiere series. There's like a purple one that says Millennium Edition, and I in fact only have 2 of those. So I'd like to get some more of those. And then they made like a special edition one that's like kind of gold in a black box, and then there's, you know, every other version of that in every other language. So,
oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you have versions of Speed in other languages, and if so, what's the most exotic?
I like my Japanese copies because they say Tsupiru on them, which is pretty cool. But there's also somebody sending me one from Argentina that is called, I'm going to like butcher the accent, but it's like Maxima Vilaso Dad or whatever.
When you talk about the different English language versions, the special editions that they came out with, what's the difference? What's on one that's not on the others?
They have different previews. Most of them have Mrs. Doubtfire preview, which is also a great film. not worth collecting, really. But most of them just have different previews, and some of them come with the Billy Idol music video for that, like, Speed, Give Me What I Need song.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a theme song or that Billy Idol did it.
Yeah, Billy Idol wrote, like, I don't know if he wrote the song for the movie or if it was just a coincidence, but his music video is at the end of some of the VHS.
You mentioned Mrs. Doubtfire. I was just reading this week that they're trying to get Robin Williams to commit to doing a sequel 20 years later. There was a sequel to Speed with, what was the name of the guy who played the Keanu Reeves part because he wouldn't do it again?
Oh, man, I can't remember, and that's going to break his heart when he hears that, and I apologize. But I remember that Willem Dafoe is in the movie, and so that's cool. He's got leeches all over his body, and I like that.
I think it's Jason Patrick.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not a fan of that one?
It's cool, too, but I think the first one is, like, more classic. Though I do think the films are similar in that they both come to these, like, huge, ridiculous action moments. You know, the bus jumps the freeway gap in Speed, and the cruise ship just crashes into the dock at, like, full bore, you know, in the second one. So I think they're kindred spirits, and maybe people don't give the second one a good rap all the time, but I do prefer the first one.
Tell me about the bus that you're trying to raise some money to trick out on Kickstarter.
Yeah, so I bought a 17-passenger lemon of a bus in Spokane, Washington a few years ago with the purpose of painting it like the bus from the movie. So that way when I cruise to your town, you'll know who's coming. It's going pretty well. I have to, like, run a Kickstarter to get it painted like the bus from the movie. Custom paint jobs are really expensive. I had no idea.
Are you going to put the 25-25 on top?
Absolutely. I was, like, 2 seconds away from just buying a can of spray paint and doing it because I can't stand not having it there.
Is any of it done yet?
We fixed some of the stuff in the van, so it runs. Nothing's painted yet, but the inside, as you can see in the photos, is just covered in copies of Speed. Even the laser discs that I use for bargaining chips are in there.
Is there a special mark on the speedometer at 50 miles an hour?
We've discussed this. It's going to get installed. We want to get a thing installed that tells you that you're above 50, and when it drops below that, we don't know what's going to happen yet, but we're working on ideas, you know?
Do you get calls or emails or tweets from people who hear about this and go, oh, you know what? I just found this in my basement.
I've had a few of those, yeah. Those ones are the more, like, pleasant emails. Most of the emails I get are, you're never going to get my copy. And then I just respond, well, you're going to die someday.
So the goal here isn't to have the most copies of the movie. The goal is to actually try to get every copy of the movie. And these people feel like that was a serious remark of yours?
I guess they're really opposed to my dedication.
Have you heard from anybody affiliated with the movie?
Apparently, Graham Yost, who is the screenwriter of the movie, commented to Entertainment Weekly and said that aside from ending hunger and whatever else, that this was the most noble pursuit that anyone could do. And I think I agree with him.
But nothing from Sandra Bullock or Keanu Reeves?
Not yet, but I think you guys with your enormous listener base will convince people to have Keanu or Sandra Bullock say, great job, Ryan.
I'm sure they're listening right now and they're thinking, how do I get in touch with this guy? I want to give him my personal signed edition. By the way, is there such a thing as a rare edition of this that's signed by any of the stars of the movie in your collection?
I don't have any that are signed by actors in the movie. Somebody wrote their name, Connie, on the cover, so that one's signed, but not by anybody in the movie. But apparently, Graham Yost is planning on mailing me a signed copy, the screenwriter. So I'm glad that somebody is at least on board, because at the World Speed Project, it's just about, like, doing something larger than yourself, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what? You've already achieved the only copy that says Connie on it. So I as far as I'm concerned, Ryan, you're done.
Yeah, exactly. I've got the most unique copy. Thanks, Connie.
Do you have it displayed in some way? I don't mean the Connie version, but the movie, or is it just a pile in one of your, some room in your place?
It is a pile in my van. Something that a lot of people don't understand about the collection is that we don't necessarily treat the copies well. It's not a collection per se. It's more just evidence of our neurotic obsession.
Okay, now I know that there are people who are in the record collecting business for whom the cover of the record, the, you know, vinyl record collectors, the cover is sometimes more important than the disc inside. The disc doesn't have to be in mint condition, but if the cover is in mint condition, that makes it more important. What about when you're collecting copies of a VHS movie?
I would suppose that if you were a VHS collector, that would matter.
No, I mean you.
But I am not a VHS collector.
I know.
You know?
So you don't care?
Yeah, so no, I don't care at all. In fact, mine were all in a house fire, and like most of them are water damaged. I have a few that are still wrapped up, though, that I'm keeping pristine, so the movie won't just, you know, disappear from the planet until I have them all and shoot them into space. But I've got a few that are in, like, really good condition. But I'm not, like, worried about keeping them in good condition. They're all over the floor of my van.
No, you shouldn't shoot them into space. You got to put them in the van and jump a gap.
That's a really good idea, and that's something we've discussed before also. So another thing I'm going to have to do is probably run a Kickstarter to learn how to do stunt work.
Well, when you do that, come
you know,
on
I don't
back.
Wanna, I don't want to break my neck or flip the bus, you know.
No, you don't. When you do that, come on back and we'll talk some more, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me. Ryan Bites, the man behind the World Speed Project. By the way, if people do have a copy and want to get in touch with you or they want to find out more about the World Speed Project, what's the website?
Just Google the World Speed Project and find anything that looks like it's official.
There you go. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.